An effort to make federal student aid easier seems instead to have made it harder.
The federal government updated a form that some 17 million people fill out to see if they qualify for help paying for college. But the form arrived 3 months late, and a problem with it put students at risk of getting less financial aid than they should.
NPR's Corey Turner joins us now. Corey, good morning.
Good morning, Steve.
What went wrong?
Well, so first, we're talking about the free application for federal student aid, which is better known as FAFSA. Mm-hmm. After the form opened on December 30th, lots of students complained about not being able to access it or having to spend long stretches in a waiting room because it was only open to a limited number of people for a few hours at a time. I will say the Education Department just announced the form is now open 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, and they've had more than a million applicants fill it out, which is roughly on pace with previous years.
Okay, so that part stabilized, but is the form itself correct?
So bear with me here, Steve.
Okay.
The form is correct. What's wrong is the math the Education Department plans to use to determine how much financial aid a student should get. So the problem was first reported last month by the Washington Post, and it came up as the department was making big changes to the form that were required by Congress, you know, like you said, making it easier to fill out. This year's FAFSA is also more generous than in previous years, and that's because the math behind it protects more of a student's or family's income from being considered in the overall student aid equation. Here's the problem. Congress told the department to adjust these income protections so they keep up with inflation. But the department didn't do that. We don't really know why. They just didn't do it.
Although it sounds like a big deal, given that in the last couple of years, there was a good deal of inflation.
It's a lot of inflation. And so if you don't adjust for inflation, families applying for aid are going to appear like they have a lot more income than they really do. And that then means they're going to get less federal student aid. So it won't hurt the lowest income families, but it will hurt hundreds of thousands of students in the income ranges just above them.
Corey, you said this is just a math problem, and I'm just thinking back, you know, when you get a math problem wrong in school, which I certainly did plenty of times, I mean, the teacher marks it up with a red pencil, puts a frowny face there, and then you correct it. Why don't they just fix the math?
The problem is, it is a huge fix to make, you know, that would require retrofitting the coding beneath the entire system, among other things. And basically, a new logistical nightmare just as the FAFSA rollout was starting to calm down. And time is not on the department's side, Steve. They and schools are under enormous pressure to hurry financial aid offers to students because we're already months behind. The FAFSA process normally starts in October. This year, colleges won't be able to start sending out offers until February at the earliest. I am hearing from sources that in spite of all that, the department is leaning towards fixing this now. A spokesperson would only say they're still assessing their options. Ultimately, the department has two ugly options here. They can keep things moving by denying students the full aid that Congress envisioned, or they can risk exacerbating FAFSA delays and confusion in order to follow the law and save families money.
Corey, thanks so much.
You're welcome.
That's NPR's Corey Turner.